In the headlines, the Attorney General leads off debate on the controversial issue of wiretapping and a series of other critical legislation. Several persons injured following a collision at Oxnard St. James. Police destroyed several thousand kilograms of cannabis and cocaine this morning. Barbados is in talks to establish direct air links with Africa, and the Carifesta Grand Market receives overwhelming response from entrepreneurs. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details coming up. On the highly sensitive issue of wiretapping and overall interception of communications by the security forces in Barbados, citizens are being asked to choose between increased police efficiency or the continued growth of the criminal element. Leading off debate this morning on critical pieces of legislation, Attorney General Dale Marshall said some members of the public were critical of the proposed legislation, but still wanted greater results from the Barbados Police Service.
We have, I suppose, some straight-up voices in our communities who will rail against such things as interception of communications, but they still want the police service to provide the best service possible to the people of Barbados. They want the police to catch every criminal. They want them to interdict every act of wrongdoing, but they would find it abhorrent that the police use technology to be able to do so. I have come today to this parliament to ask this parliament, Mr. Speaker, to give its sanction to the use of interception of communications by the security services in Barbados.
Up for discussion is the Interception of Communications Bill, the Juries Bill, the Firearms Amendment Bill, the Police Amendment Bill, and the Criminal Proceedings Witness Anonymity Bill, all part of government's crime prevention strategy. However, Mr. Marshall further revealed that the process of intercepting communications was nothing new in the fight against crime, but said the legislation was about setting up the right legal framework.
There have been many occasions when the Barbados Police Service has been able to forestall some of the most dastardly plans to conduct criminal activity in this country. It is to my certain knowledge that they have been able to prevent executions. They have saved lives because of the availability of this tool. But the point is, Mr. Speaker, that when once Nerve, the decision that said that the right to privacy is enforceable, we've had to make a decision. Do we allow this important tool to be used in the dark, or do we allow this important tool to be used by the police service with the necessary constitutional protection, with the necessary statutory authority, and with the appropriate guardrails to protect the privacy of its citizens?
The Attorney General also noted that any application for a warrant to wiretap an individual can only be made by the Commissioner of Police or the Director General of the Anti-Corruption Unit and can only be processed by the Chief Justice or a judge he has assigned. Seven people, including a child, were transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital this morning following a collision at Oxnard St. James. The accident involved a private vehicle with two occupants and a ZR van. Two ambulances responded to the scene, transporting the ZR driver. One resident described hearing a loud screech followed by a heavy impact and then witnessing a bleeding individual emerge from one of the vehicles.
I came out and I saw a ZR had collided with a motor vehicle. The people in the motor vehicle had come out of the vehicle. One of them appeared to be significantly injured. She was bleeding from her head and her leg. And the other two weren't bleeding, but they also appeared to have some level of impairment. There were other people across the road who were in the ZR and who were complaining of injuries, including a child and a parent who seemed to have hurt himself trying to protect the child during the crash.
She applauded the residents for responding to the scene swiftly and assisting the victims.
The people in the neighborhood really did come together to help. They called the police, they called the ambulance, they brought water and chairs for the victims, and one of them even had a first aid kit to assist the lady who was bleeding.
A resident who witnessed an accident at Oxnard St. James, and you're listening to the Lunchtime Edition. Millions of dollars worth of cannabis and cocaine met the incinerator this morning as part of one of Operation Destruct led Barbados Police Service and high-level customs officials. From as early as 5 a.m., several trucks and vans loaded to capacity headed to the location under guard by heavily armed police officers supervised by Superintendent Anthony Warner. 5,610 kilograms of cannabis and 290 kilograms of cocaine were destroyed, collected over time from police raids and completed court cases. The exact value revealed this morning was 66 million Barbados dollars. Is cannabis legal or illegal in Barbados? That has been the burning question since the launch of the medical cannabis industry. There has been much public outcry as persons continue to be charged for possession of cannabis or confronted by police, while a second cannabis facility has been legally opened in the island. This morning, following the destruction of over 5,000 kilograms of the substance, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite spoke to the issue, advising caution by Barbadians.
I'm not trained in the science aspect of it, but one obviously is for healing purposes, and one is the raw thing then used by people. What I can say in relation to cannabis, though, is that it's still illegal in Barbados, and persons caught with 14 grams or less can still be placed before the court. If you are held with a quantity of 14 grams or less and you readily admit that you had it, then you're issued with a penalty ticket, and the fine for that penalty ticket is really $200 Barbados. You're required to pay that fine within 31 days. And having not paid the fine, if you don't pay the fine, then you're subjected to a fine of $1,000 Barbados.
Acting Inspector of Police Ryan Brathwaite, he also said there was a level of cooperation happening on the issue, especially pertaining to young individuals held with cannabis. A historic chartered flight from Ghana to Barbados is set to connect West Africa directly to the Caribbean for the first time. The announcement was made by President of Guba Enterprise, Lady Denta Amonteng, last night at the launch of the 2025 Guba Awards at the British High Commissioner's residence. She said the initiative would slash travel time between the two regions from around 30 hours to just 5 hours. Meantime, Managing Director of Emerging Markets at the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Kyle Gittens, said discussions have been progressing with a number of airlines in recent months to get direct flights from Africa. Coordinator of the Carifesta Grand Market says vendor registration forced to close as the construction of the market remains on schedule. Senior Business Development Officer at the National Cultural Foundation and coordinator of the Carifesta Grand Market, Andre Hout, outlined that due to the high volume of interest from vendors across the Caribbean, registration for the market has ended. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Hoyt pointed out that construction is on track for completion in line with the start of Carifesta celebrations. Our top stories. The Attorney General leads off debate on the controversial issue of wiretapping and a series of other critical legislation. Several persons injured following a collision at Oxnard St. James. Police destroyed several thousand kilograms of cannabis and cocaine this morning. Barbados is in talks to establish direct air links with Africa, and the Carifesta Grand Market receives overwhelming response from entrepreneurs. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.